Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. Today, we have another special guest for you, and we have David Cook. And now, David Cook is the co-founder of Podcoin. And Podcoin is a company who helps incentivize listening and pays you to listen. So, David, I wanted to take a couple seconds right now just to say thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
And I love what you're doing with Podcoin. I'm a little bit of a fan in the background. And I want to jump into, you know, the social impact behind it and the idea behind what was created. But let's draw that back first and start with you. And so the first question I have is, just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Well, yeah, my name is Dave Cook, and I've been building social networks that help people. And essentially, our entire mission has always been about enhancing human connection and stuff like that. And I've been building social networks since 2004. My first one was My Yearbook, which was an early social network for teenagers, and then it grew into a dating site. And then I worked on MeetMe for years, which still exists, and that currently has a ton of other different social networks as well associated with it. And right now I'm running Podcoin with my brother. And right now we're really helping podcasters grow their audience. And we're doing that by incentivizing listening, and we're paying people to listen to podcasts. And it's really just been helping podcasters a ton. They're getting new listeners. They're constantly writing in telling us that they're so excited to see these new listeners writing in or coming in because of, on other apps, traditionally, the top 500 podcasts, they get all the listening, whereas on Podcoin, we're actually able to drive 40% of our listening to those bonus podcasts, which are almost essentially all indie podcasts or podcasters really just trying to grow their audience. So they've been really thankful for what we've been able to do there, and we're really happy to help them too.
Well, and I'm really curious what gave you that idea, because it's such a unique perspective to, you know, instead of you know, paying the top 500 or paying yourself, you're actually paying listeners. What gave you that initial idea to really run with it that way?
Well, social currencies and digital currencies have always kind of been involved in all the companies I've started and worked with my brother, and also my sister was involved with that first company as well. And my brother, he's the co-founder. He was giving a speech about the framework of good and evil, where Reid Hoffman has kind of a theory where he only invests in companies that associate themselves with some sort of deadly sin, like greed, sloth, stuff like that. And we thought about that more, and we thought, well, why not combine that with a virtue as well? And in Podcoin sense, it's greed is kind of people want to earn something while they listen or something like that, and they want to get rewards. But we also can partner that up with charity and do other good things as well. So it doesn't have to strictly just be just a one-way kind of thing. And we partner that up with a bunch of other things we've worked with, because we've worked with digital currencies. It kind of made sense to just bring that all in. We've worked with social a lot, if everything that's social is a bit stickier. So we were able to do all of that. And kind of gamified listening to podcasts. People can listen to podcasts, earn digital currency, and then they could feel good by donating that Podcoin to a charity and do something like that. And we've worked with this before on My Yearbook, my earliest company. We were actually, we had a similar digital currency called Lunch Money, where our users could earn lunch money for various actions they took on the website and app. And essentially they'd keep earning lunch money over time, and they'd be able to dump it into various charities like Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is currently one that we're working with right now. And they help fight childhood cancer. And at 1 year in 2009, My Yearbook, we had over a million daily active users and stuff like that. So we're still trying to grow to that size with Podcoin to make that kind of meaningful impact. But back then we were donating up to $250,000 a year to different charities. And so even though the digital currency in itself, it's a small contribution, it really adds up when all the members are donating it.
Well, and I mean, wow, that's incredible. $250,000 a year to charity, and I can only imagine, because you're basically taking the same framework in a different, you know, lens and applying that to Podcoin. I can only imagine the success you're going to have with really building that impact in the world in a unique way. So kudos to you on that. That's an incredible outlook on it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and we really do like that aspect of it as well. See, and then just in terms of just helping podcasters too, they just really never had a great way of kind of getting discovered before. It's just really hard to grow an audience if you don't already have a large social following. So we've really been able to kind of be great at kind of introducing them to is new listeners for the bonus podcast section, where a podcaster can just come on, they can claim their podcast, they get 2 weeks of free promotion. And right now everything's completely free. We're essentially helping everyone for free and stuff like that. They get the 2 weeks of free promotion, and they'll they get to look at all their listening stats. Which has been really cool for them as well. We hear a lot of people writing in telling us it's like, oh wow, we love seeing all the listeners we're getting. We let people view the listeners they're seeing too. So a common thing you might wonder is like, if you can earn for listening to the podcast, how do you know these people are actually real? And authenticity is kind of key to everything we've been doing. So we have built-in features to kind of like make sure people are not bots or anything like that. We kind of check in if people are still listening along the way and stuff like that. And we send alerts to make sure. And we have other things built in. And in the end, all of our listening seems pretty similar to what you might see on other podcasting apps as well. So we've seen that common stat is that, for instance, Wednesday listening is 40% higher than like Saturday listening, and we see that as well on PodCoin. So we don't really have any reason to believe the metrics are fake. Or metrics are coming from not real users, and we're gonna keep growing features along the line of kind of helping podcasters build their community around that too. So since we come from social, we really want to start building likes and comments into things. We're really gonna give podcasters the ability to control their community and stuff like that. We're going to give them a feed where they can essentially control their audience and really kind of communicate, have a back and forth with them. So we're sending them all these listeners. Now they'll be able to communicate with them. And we're going to give them push notifications, and we can announce anything new they might want to send to their listeners. And we're really just going to combine everything we've learned from social with podcasting as well, and try to help podcasters with that.
And I love that. I love that you're merging, you know, social with the actual elements of podcasting and bonus podcasts. You know, I have my podcast on there now too. And it's amazing, you know, that feeling of being able to be a boosted podcast. And my listener base went, you know, it skyrocketed at one point. And I was like, wow, that's incredible. So the system is working, and I absolutely love it. I really, really do. And I'm going to go on a bit of a tangent if I keep talking about how much I love it. So I want to jump into the next question. And the next question is actually about your perspective still. And it's, how are you then, with everything you're doing with PodCoin, everything you've done in the past, how are you making a positive impact in your community?
From helping the podcasters, I'd say, as well. And even with my yearbook, we've always just been about enhancing human connection, and we kind of feel like podcasting is kind of the long form storytelling format of our time and stuff like that. So sometimes when people are listening to a podcast, we feel like that's maybe one of the most meaningful interactions they're having in a day with something that they might be listening to, or really it's kind of giving them something that they love and that they really want to do, or that they might agree with, or something like that. And we're also rewarding them for doing that. And then they could also turn those rewards back into charity, or they could get an Amazon gift card or a Starbucks gift card. So it's kind of like you could also listen to your favorite podcast that you listen to for the meaningful conversations you might be getting from it. And then once you've listened to enough of it, you can also get a free cup of coffee from Starbucks or something like that. So I think that's pretty cool. We've seen a tremendous response from our listeners. We have nearly 3,000 reviews, or 3,000 ratings in the iTunes gift store, and a 4.7 out of 5 rating, I believe. And so everyone seems to, the listeners all seem to love it. The podcasters are writing in. We've only had the bonus podcast feature up for maybe since the very end of February. And we've already signed up over 1,200 podcasts. We have sometimes over 100 podcasts claiming their podcast every day. We're just really excited to kind of see that people are really appreciating PodCoin for the listeners we're able to drive them. We've had some podcasters they do free promos for us as well. And they mention sometimes some of the real life experiences they're having on it, where I've heard one person mentioned that they had somebody reach out to them on Instagram. It's like, hey, I love listening to you on PodCoin. And then apparently they sent them a much longer email detailing their life and stuff like that. And they were creating a real connection with the podcaster they were listening to. And that's really something that we're kind of excited that we're able to foster. And with Meet Me and My Yearbook as well, we've always been enhancing human connection. That was more of a social network and dating site, but those always just help people meet new people. And I mean, loneliness is a terrible thing. People want to have human connection. And with My Yearbook and Meet Me, we actually had the benefit of people would constantly write in telling us, it's like, hey, I met the person I ended up marrying on My Yearbook or Meet Me back then and stuff like that. So it's really kind of having a real positive effect in a ton of people's lives.
Well, and you never know. Maybe you're going to have people being married, you know, podcaster marries or something. Maybe podcasters might get married on PodCoin.
Yeah, I'm really excited as we really start enhancing these social features, maybe.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. And I just wanted to highlight one thing you said because it really stuck with me. And it was the idea that these podcasts, right, these journeys that people go on, this might be the biggest connection some people have in their days, right? And that's a real thing, right? I do a lot of work right now in the area of social isolation and, you know, this wicked problem of really, you know, intense loneliness. And it's incredible to me that perspective you have, that this is really a chance for people to connect in a very, very passive medium, but also a medium where they feel connected to the host. And I agree with you. I think podcasting is that really cool medium where it pulls that personal human connection and also that passive medium that you can listen to anywhere.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. Yeah. And definitely love kind of being able to just foster that as well.
Yeah. And now I'm curious. So that's the personal side. And I'm curious about the business now. I want to learn more about, you know, PodCoin and yes, your reasons for starting it. But do you believe this idea of social impact is an important part of business?
Yes, I think, if you're kind of not starting a business with the intention of kind of helping solve some sort of problem for somebody, then it's not really that much of a business. So, and I don't think they become that successful. I mean, they never really find their niche. Whereas we've been really excited to see PodCoin grow because we're specifically helping a problem where podcasters do need to find an audience. And currently podcasting is, I mean, it's been around for a while, but it's still kind of new. I'm only about 40% of the US population has listened to a podcast. And what we really want to do is connect more people to listening to those podcasts as well. So Meet Me in My Yearbook. They also have, Meet Me now, but they have a large user base that largely also hasn't listened to a podcast before yet. And what we'd really like to do is kind of start matching or mixing those members from Meet Me and kind of cross-promoting it there, where we essentially just introduce way more people to podcasts than initially were listening to them in the first place. And just kind of even driving more human connection in that sense, because I do believe there's probably a great podcast for anyone out there. There's almost 650,000 podcasts. There's nearly 1,000 new podcasts being created every day. And all those people are telling stories that are meaningful to them. And I think really there's just a podcast for anyone. And we just want to find a way to match those people to their podcast.
So do you believe that trend of, you know, you said 1,000 podcasts a day, that's incredible. Do you think that trend will continue to increase and how difficult do you think it's going to be to reach to those 60% other people in the US who aren't, you know, actively listening to podcasts?
I think, it'll definitely keep increasing. There's no sign of it slowing. And I think we're kind of uniquely positioned in a way where we already have we're working with a ton of social networks where we have a massive user base of 15 million daily active users that we could start really just exposing, and that we're already kind of doing small tests and stuff like that and cross-promoting PodCoin on those platforms. But we keep growing that, we could really just start exposing those people to more those podcasts as well. And since we've already done a survey, about 70% of the listeners on the users of Meet Me, they haven't already listen to a podcast. So we would really be exposing a ton of people to essentially a new form of storytelling. And I think since those are kind of all about dating and human connection and meeting new people and stuff like that, that podcasting in itself with telling stories and enhancing human connection as well, it's kind of a nice mixture of things. So, and by paying people to listen, that could also be that one thing that really helps people to be like, oh, maybe now I will listen to a podcast. And once they start listening to a podcast then that they like, then they're in. And they start, it really kind of helps grow the podcasting industry from there too as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you hit it on the nail on the head there that podcasting is storytelling. At the end of the day, you're telling a story. You're telling a journey of some sort. And you know, there is a niche for everything. And there are people who will really take away those lessons, right? Like this episode, you know, specifically, people are going to take lessons away from you. They're going to understand, you know, why you made PodCoin. And really that human connection piece that you keep talking about from the background, that is a moral mission that you're on, right? And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. And we definitely are still just really happy to see kind of just everybody responding so positively to it. The podcasters are constantly telling us that we're taking them to like a level they've never been before, where they're seeing sometimes more downloads and listening minutes in a day than they've sometimes had over the course of their entire podcast. So they're definitely helping. There's definitely a niche of podcasters that can greatly benefit, I think, from PodCoin as well. And by working with MeetMe and stuff like that, we could definitely just expose way more people to podcasts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love that. So let's jump into the last question. And the last question I have for you is, what is your advice for others to begin making their own positive impact in their communities?
I think it's just be open and share your story and just to be receptive to other people's stories as well. You never know what you could learn from them. And in the end, when I first started my first company, I was very young and stuff like that. I pretty much learned everything I did from the people around me who were also very good at what they did and stuff like that. So I wasn't a developer or anything like that at first, but I worked with some very smart people and we were able to build a great social network and dating site. And with PodCoin as well, we're constantly working with podcasters and stuff like that. We're taking in their input and seeing how we could make the app better. So it's really just kind of to listen to everyone, see what you could learn from people and try to just grow the thing that could best help others.
I like that. Grow the thing that could just best help others.
Yeah, I maybe could have said that a bit better, but
I like it. It stuck with me, and I think that's exactly it. Sometimes the most simple language is the truth, right? Building a platform to help others.
Yep,
that's amazing. So, David, I wanted to take the end of this episode really just to say a big thank you. Thank you for everything you're doing with PodCoin. You are leading a movement that has social impact embedded into it, and I think that's why you're such a good guest to have on the show. And again, thank you for being on my show because it means a lot to me as well, and I'm sure it'll mean a lot to the audience that listens to this. And I just wanted to end with again saying just a really big thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me as well. And yeah, I'm very happy you're liking PodCoin as well.